This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged the international community Saturday to recognize the interim government of opposition leader Juan Guaido as he stands up to disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, not everyone gave Pompeo's request a positive response.
Russia's UN ambassador Vasily Nebenzia told the council Venezuela is not what's threatening international peace.
It is the shameless and aggressive actions of the United States and their allies.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is trying to help the Venezuelan people
as they try to free themselves from former President Maduro's illegitimate mafia state.
Venezuela's foreign minister, Jorge Arreaza, expressed indignation that the U.S. and other nations would recognize the opposition leader as president.
Self-proclaimed himself. Where in our constitution is that allowed?
He says no outside power will dictate Venezuela's destiny.
The name of the president is President Maduro.
I'm Ben Thomas.
President Jair Bolsonaro of Brazil on Saturday flew over a disaster area after the death toll grew to 40 following a dam burst at an iron ore mine owned by Vale S.A. As Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports, rescuers have suspended their search for the missing until Sunday.
The torrent is said to have hit at lunchtime on Friday and tore through the mine's cafeteria and offices. This is not the first major disaster linked to the mine's owner either, a corporation called Vale S.A. 3 years ago, Brazil suffered the worst environmental catastrophe in its history when another dam burst at a mining project that Vale was partnered in poured toxic waste into a river. 19 people were killed in that incident.
Matthew LaRotunda. This is VOA News.